Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she's very honest with herself about what your will is for her life and that she just hears and obeys you and just really humbles her heart and has a heart to just do what you want and die to self. I ask all these prayers you probably send Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Going through Isaiah 33 and in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how you really need to be in the Lord's perfect will. I spoke in the last podcast about take a little veer for a moment here. Talking about a woman bearing a financial burden that she's not supposed to bear, in the previous podcast. Want to talk about that a little bit more. I've already spoken about this, that the your covering, okay, when it comes to, because a lot of people, they see something coming, okay, they know something's going to happen to the United States. They can see the signs and the weather, okay, but they're trying to prepare carnally, okay? And that's not gonna work, okay? There is no protection, okay, from judgment other than Christ. Okay? Your only protection, because what's coming and what they're seeing, whether they understand it or not, is judgment. They can see it, okay? Something bad is coming. They don't know exactly what it is. They're trying to get ready, but what the bad thing that they're seeing that is coming is judgment, okay? Judgment is coming upon the United States. And the only covering you have from judgment is Christ Jesus, okay? And everything about you needs to be tucked away and hidden in Christ. And as a woman, and I need to talk about this for a moment that I've come across, unfortunately, quite often, okay? Obviously, working with women is single mothers. Okay, if I have any single mothers that are listening right now, I want to warn you. Okay, I'm just praying to be perfectly. I'm gonna pray, Father, just help me to be perfectly obedient and diligent in all things according to your spirit. And warning any woman that's listening today. So that your servant's hands may be clean. Ask all these prayers, blessed in Jesus' name, amen. I have not come across one single. I come across single mothers often, and it pricks my heart. And I go, oh Lord, and I start praying. I'm like, man, this poor mother. You know what I mean? I want to. She's so stressed out. She's got this going on and that going on. That's a difficult place to be in. And there is stuff going on, and there's a lot that has happened in different cases where they've been mistreated or something bad has happened, and so on and so forth. But not once, and I want to repeat this, not once have I come across a single mother who the father wasn't trying to remarry. Every last single mother I've ever spoken to, okay. It looks one way, but once I start talking to her, she's disobedient. Okay. Every last single mother I've come across. Okay. I start talking to her and she's not in that situation. Okay. Due to a lack of effort on the father's part. There's someone somewhere that he is trying to reconcile her to. Okay. And it could sometimes it's he's trying to remarry her, but she's just so gripped by fear, okay, that she doesn't want to try and open her heart and move on, and forgive and let go, okay, so she'd just rather be by herself, and so she's completely trapped by fear. Or there's an ex-husband, okay, that she needs to forgive, okay, she's single, he's single. Okay, they talk every so often. Okay, she's a Christian. Okay, he's lost. Okay, she's got fruit. Okay, and needs to go after him. Okay, and forgive and let it go and remarry. Okay, and pray and intercede. She didn't want to. Okay, or there's someone in her life. Okay, that's a good man that the Lord has put there. But she's got all this disobedience and sin, and she ain't listening and walking in the spirit and being conformed to the image of Christ, and she keeps screwing it up. Okay? Our Father is perfect and diligent, and I've seen it, okay? He's got a tender heart, okay, to the fatherless. Okay, he doesn't like seeing uncovered children. So in every circumstance that I've seen, I'm telling the truth, every last single mother I've ever ministered to, okay, once I start really talking to her, there is a man somewhere in there that he's trying to marry her to cover her and her children. Okay, but oftentimes they just don't want to do it. Now, if I have any single mothers that are in this situation and this is dinging you, you need to repent. Okay? You need to repent. Because what is your covering is your sanctification. Okay? That single mother that forgives and lets go and reconciles, okay, to her ex-husband, that's part of her sanctification. She's bearing the fruit of Christ. Okay? There's covering there. If she hardens her heart, doesn't want to, she's staying outside of that covering, okay? You're not sanctified in that area, and that's important. And I don't know how that's going to play out during times of judgment, okay? That part of that mother is not tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay? Again, a mother that's sitting there, okay, terrified, doesn't want to let go, okay? Holding on to all this fear and has no faith, and she's being fearful once again. Okay? You're not sanctified in that area. Okay? And I don't know how that's going to play out during times of judgment. So just be honest with yourself. Okay? Both for your sake and for the sake of your children. Okay? And make sure that you are bearing that fruit of Christ. And if the Lord is working, you got some time here. Okay? Ladies, listen to me. Not a lot. Not a lot of time, but you've got some time to put your house in order before this judgment comes. You do have some time. And if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you and he's leading you and he's saying, let go, move on, get remarried, cover you and your children. Okay. Forget about your emotions. Forget about this. Forget about that. And just be obedient to me. Okay. And he's trying to tuck you away. Okay. And hide you under a head covering, you better do it. Let it go. Move on. Okay? Put your trust in Christ. Okay? And in his divine order for you and your children. Okay? And of course, if you need any help, we're always here. Okay? Just go to the website and you can make an appointment. Okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting your day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying you. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.